Hello everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. And welcome back to our final episode of What is a Miracle? Final time through it for the year.
I'm ready to go, Tim.
And
I'm
lesson ready to 350, read it. Yes. And as I read it yesterday, you're going to be reading it. I can speak. You're going to be reading it for us today.
I've been really looking forward to reading it because I really appreciated the chance to just listen yesterday. I mean, it's just such a different experience mm-hmm. when you listen. And some things just popped out to me when I was listening to you. So today I wanted to give the same gift.
Okay, I'm ready for it. I love just listening.
And for those of you who are listening in the podcast, if you don't have small children around that you need to be watching over, or if you're not driving a car or operating heavy machinery, or also if it's not safe to do so, please, for whatever reason, don't close your eyes and get real comfortable. However, if it is safe to do so, it is so nice to just shut the book. If you have the book in front of you, just close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and listen to the words of A Course in Miracles. What is a miracle? A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. It undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception nor exceed the function of forgiveness. Thus, it stays within time's limits. Yet it paves the way for the return of timelessness and love's awakening, for fear must slip away under the gentle remedy it gives. A miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one, and thus it illustrates the law of truth the world does not obey, because it fails entirely to understand its ways. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before, and thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. Now is perception open to the truth. Now is forgiveness seen as justified. Forgiveness is the home of miracles. The eyes of Christ deliver them to all they look upon in mercy and in love. Perception stands corrected in His sight, and what was meant to curse has come to bless. Each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love, and each is laid before the Word of God upon the universal altar to Creator and creation in the light of perfect purity and endless peace. The miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. Yet faith will bring its witnesses to show that what it rested on is really there, and thus the miracle will justify your faith in it and show it rested on a world more real than what you saw before, a world redeemed from what you thought you saw. Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water. Now the world is green. And everywhere the signs of life spring up to show that what is born can never die, for what has life has immortality. What is a miracle?
Lesson 350. Miracles mirror God's eternal love. To offer them is to remember Him, and through his memory to save the world. What we forgive becomes a part of us as we perceive ourselves. The Son of God incorporates all things within himself as you created him. Your memory depends on his forgiveness. What he is unaffected by his thoughts. What he looks upon is their direct result. Therefore, my Father, I would turn to you. Only your memory will set me free, and only my forgiveness teaches me to let your memory return to me and give it to the world in thankfulness.
And as we gather miracles from him, we will indeed be grateful. For as we remember him, his Son will be restored to us in the reality of love. Lesson 350, Miracles Mirror God's Eternal Love. To offer them is to remember him, and through his memory, to save the world.
And we have our setup for the next what is.
I know. That's kind of one thing that I've learned this time around that I didn't notice before.
I didn't notice that either, but it's there every single time.
It is. So there's some lines in here. What we forgive becomes a part of us as we perceive ourselves. The Son of God incorporates all things within himself as you created him. Your memory depends on his forgiveness. What I take from that is that we truly can't remember who we truly are if we are deep in resentment and fear and anger and shame and all of those experiences that don't reflect our truth of being perfect, whole, and complete. So until we're able to see ourselves a bit differently, all forgiveness is self-forgiveness. Truly, until we can see ourselves as perfect, whole, and complete, we can't see anyone else as that, for one thing. And that I can only see love, God, the divine source, my creator, when I see myself as who I truly am. It's like works both ways. I don't know if I'm making myself as clear as I'd like to, but there's like these blocks to the awareness of love's presence are the blocks that we have in front of us where we cannot see ourselves as who we truly are. And then those blocks prevent us from seeing anyone else as they truly are. And they also, because it's the your memory part, we also cannot see God. We cannot see our creator. We cannot see where we came from until we understand that we are only love.
It's really going back to lesson 344. I didn't notice this in years gone by. 344, the idea is, today I learned the law of love, colon.
Oh,
that what I give my brother is my gift to me. Every lesson after that reinforces that same message.
I offer only miracles today, for I would have them be returned to me.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the peace of God envelops me, and I forget all things except his love.
In which it starts off, Father, I wake today with miracles correcting my perception of all things.
Mm.
So, I would abide in you and know no laws except your law of love.
I don't know if our listeners can hear me highlighting.
Well,
I'm highlighting everything that you're saying.
I think so. It's okay, though.
And then also, anger must come from judgment. Judgment is the weapon I would use against myself and keep the miracle away from me.
So that's the law kind of works both ways.
Yeah.
If you, it's the gift you give your brother is a gift you give yourself, or the love that's to others is the love that's already inside of you. Well, if there's anger and judgment, that's what's inside of you already.
And I have no cause for anger or for fear, for you surround me, and in every need that I perceive, your grace suffices me. So surrounding me, I'm going to start how I always start. Surrounding me is perfect safety. Surrounding me is everlasting love, and surrounding me is perfect sinlessness. So it works both ways in that until I forgive myself and see myself as perfect, whole, and complete, it's really impossible for me to see my brother as perfect, whole, and complete, and also for me to truly see my creator. And also, in order to truly see my creator, I must be able to see myself as who I truly am, which then influences how I see everyone else. And how I see everyone else, also the course also teaches, like, as you start recognizing like your brother is doing the best he can, you'll realize that you're doing the best you can. Kind of like it all works together.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
You know, there's lesson 349 from yesterday. I just have to say that the liberation and the freedom really spoke to me yesterday.
Can you say more about that?
Well, as I looked through this lesson and tried to think about this lesson, so would I liberate all things I see and give them the freedom that I seek. Like, I have been seeking freedom since as long as I can remember. But if I'm holding on to this idea of what others should be, or what I should be in relationship to them, or how this thing didn't serve me, or that thing, you know, wasn't so good, then I'm the opposite of liberating it. I'm like holding it in judgment. I mean, kind of holding it hostage to my ego thought system desires and ideas. But then when I'm able to kind of let go of like what things should look like and how things should be, and because people say, you know, like, if God really loved me, why would this happen? Well, we really get ourselves into a real stuck space when we're actually bringing judgment like that to just life situations.
And the Course has an answer for that. We have to go all the way back to lesson 99.
Could you refresh our memory for that?
So lesson 99, the central idea is salvation is my only function here. Now within that lesson, there is a few sentences that just popped in my brain as you were talking there.
Okay.
Like how we can say, well, how could God let this happen? So mm-hmm. Let's listen to this. Unshaken does the Holy Spirit look on what you see, on sin and pain and death, on grief and separation and on loss. Mm. Yet does he know one thing must still be true. God still is love, and this is not his will.
Oh, yeah, because we can really get into a like, oh, how could there be a God? I mean, I've talked to so many people and I've even thought this myself, like, how could there really be a God if all this is happening?
That is, none of that is from God.
And none of that is from God. So until we can really see our creator for what it really is, which is just love, then it's impossible to see that we're only love. So like it, this is really when we say that we are one with our creator, it all works together.
It does. And so whether it's something happened to us or we did something naughty, none of that was the will of God.
No.
Because the will of God is only love.
As I was trying to turn back to lesson 99 quickly, I just landed on lesson 94.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is Lesson 94? Remind us.
I am as God created me. And then remember, there's these parts. I am as God created me. I am his son eternally. And then there's a, you know, there's some things that go on. And then I am as God created me. I am his son eternally. Tell yourself frequently today that you are as God created you. And be sure to respond to anyone who seems to irritate you with these words. You are as God created you, and you are his son eternally. This is exactly what I'm trying to say. Is that, you know, how we see our brother, we see ourselves. As we see ourselves, we see our brother. As we see ourselves, we see God. As we see God, we see ourselves and our brothers. I mean, it just is all connected, and that's why this great healing work that we do in A Course in Miracles is really this journey without distance to a goal that's never changed. That without distance is we already are perfect, whole, and complete. God never changed. We never changed. And to a goal that's never changed is to see us as who we truly are.
And to do that, we really have to separate or divorce what happens here on earth from who we really are.
Yeah.
Because it's too ingrained into our psyches that what someone says or does is a representation of who they are. And in A Course in Miracles, that's not the way it goes. Where it doesn't matter what you say or do, or what has been said or done to you, you're still love.
And if you did some things that weren't so cool, or someone else has done some things that weren't so cool, or were tragic even, the Course says, well, you are not guiltless in time, but you are in eternity. And that isn't who you truly are.
Right.
You've taken a detour into fear, and you believe that that's the only way for you to show up, for you to be safe. And sin is the absence of love. Sin is the archery term for missing the mark. It's, you know, you're not damned to hell forever because you couldn't be, because you're only love and you're still in the safe in the mind of God. But you're dreaming that you're separate. You've taken this detour into fear, and that has caused you or someone else to do things that aren't that cool. And you are not guiltless in time, but you are in eternity. Meaning no matter what, that can't change who we truly are. Does that mean that folks shouldn't be quote-unquote punished for if they do naughty things here in the world? By punished, I mean maybe sent to jail if they're breaking a law. Well, of course they should. But that doesn't mean that they are then without the love of their creator.
And it might change what we think of as punishment. That if we have lived in a world where it's, well, punishment is retribution and revenge. Maybe we figure out a different way.
Mm, yeah.
And you know what? I want to say this before we're done. So the archery term sin, missing the mark. So what do you do if you miss the mark?
Try again.
Yeah, you just take another shot.
Yeah.
You get another arrow out of your quiver and take another go at it. Yeah. You don't just say, oh, I missed the mark. I guess I suck. Mm-hmm. Terrible at archery. I missed. No, you just go and take another shot and keep on practicing. We underestimate how much practice all of this takes. Actually, we underestimate how much practice anything in life takes.
Yeah.
Whether it's shooting an arrow, whether it's being the presence of love, whether it's learning how to make an Instagram post. We really underestimate how much time and effort and practice goes into all of this stuff.
I know. There's this part in the course that says, now you could remember who you are like immediately, but that's not typically what happens.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're just on this journey, but remember, I am as God created me. I am his son eternally. That's you. That's me. And then you are as God created you. You are his son eternally. That's how we see one another. Wishing you a wonderful day. Tomorrow we will be back with our last What Is section, What Am I? And for today, we'll be practicing Lesson 350. Miracles mirror God's eternal love. To offer them is to remember him, and through his memory, to save the world.
Have a lovely day.
See you tomorrow.